Hi, guys. It's Stephanie. It's Stephanie. This is the Stephanie and Stephanie Virtual Assistant Podcast. And speaking is Stephanie from Buckeye VA. And here's the other Stephanie. Who are you, Steph?
Hi. I'm Stephanie from Virtual Assistant Mom.
Thank you for joining me. And let's
I'm excited.
I am too. I like tonight's topic, because I like all of our upcoming topics, but this one I think is really important, kind of get your year started out on the right foot. Our title is When Losing Control is a Good Thing, also known as delegating. And for tonight's discussion, we're going about an author, and really anybody, any business owner can take our tips and use them for success in their business.
Right. Delegating is scary.
it can be very scary. Even for someone that's been in business for a while that might have delegated, you know, just a couple tasks at a time. But as a business grows, you know, the author, a business owner, will have more to delegate. And I think that a fear sets in at some point in their professional life. What have you seen, Steph?
What happens is we think, we meaning the business owner, thinks that nobody can do anything better, and if I don't do it, it won't get done right, it won't get done on time. But in truth, there's no one person that can just do everything and do everything well. So if you really think about it, what each business owner should be doing is focusing on what I usually call their money-making tasks. Some people might call it their core competencies or something like that, but I call it money-making tasks. Whatever it is that the business owner does to make money, they should keep doing. And then figure out what needs to be done to support that and outsource those things.
Right. And, you know, if the business owner has a project manager, that manager can come alongside and help them decide what needs to be delegated and when. Not every task has to be delegated on a daily basis. You know,
right.
Press release writing and submission, that's probably once a month or once a quarter. So, you know, if you have a manager above that, in charge of all of those needful tasks for the business, you know, delegating could be a little less scary for the business owner.
I agree. I think that a lot of business owners, you know, using our example as an author, could do really well to hire an online business manager, because this person can then not only do what they do, but they can organize and plan and implement all the other tasks that you need to outsource. Like you said, the quarterly things like press releases, the daily things like customer service email. You know, they can be the ones organizing that. And then the only person the business owner really has to deal with is that online business manager. And it won't seem so scary and overwhelming to them when they're only dealing with one staff, you know, sort of staff member. You know, they're a business owner. They're not really an employee. And that's something you have to be real careful about. But dealing with that one online business manager is a lot easier in your mind than dealing with five people you're outsourcing to. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. What are some fears that you've seen? You've been in business more than 10 years. So what are some of the fears that you've seen with business owners when it comes to delegating?
Well, mostly what I've experienced is that people would, especially in early on when I myself did not have a defined niche. I just worked as a virtual assistant doing whatever somebody wanted me to do. You know, sort of like if I had went to a job and worked in an office and I just did what my boss, you know, or several bosses just told me to do on a daily basis. When I was running my business like that, what I found was that people who hired me really didn't know what they wanted me to do. And what usually resulted from that problem is not even sending me work to do in the first place. They might say they wanted me for 10 hours a month, but I'd find that they weren't sending me work for even an hour a week. And I realized then that part of the problem was me, because I did not have a defined niche. And once I defined my niche, then it became a little bit easier. But I still would get clients sometimes that just didn't know how to let go. And that goes with our theme tonight, you know, when losing control is a good thing. And I think that people just need to understand that you do not have to be in control of every aspect of your business to be successful. In fact, you don't want to be. You know, any successful business has a CFO to handle everything, the management part of everything, you know what I mean, the management part of everything. They don't go do the bookkeeping themselves, but they look at the reports that the bookkeeper gives them to make decisions. And that's how any business owner should look at it. They need to be managing their business and not constantly doing everything.
I agree. For tonight's podcast, again, it's on delegating, and Stephanie and I did some brainstorming, and actually Stephanie sent over a really great list of some of the, delegated tasks that a business owner normally, you know, needs to delegate. So, Steph, do you want to read some of those that you sent over?
Right. We decided we needed to pick a business owner, what they did, and we picked an author because that was just easier for me, because that's who I usually work for is authors. So as an author, you have a lot of tasks that need to get done surrounding your business, but your main job is writing your books. So you don't want somebody else necessarily to write your books, although somebody can. That's a whole other podcast, but somebody can. But in this case, the author is a good writer and wants to write their own books, and that's what they want to be their business. So they can hire virtual assistants that do all of these things. Now, you wouldn't hire one virtual assistant that does all these tasks. You would need to hire several, which is where the online business manager comes in. You would hire one online business manager and let them find the people that do all these tasks. So some of them are organized intellectual property, research, fact-checking. They can find people to interview you for your book so that you can get marketing for your book. They can register your book's copyright. They can get permission to use quotes and interviews. They can determine exactly what you need permission for example, because some things you do, some things you don't. They can collect testimonials from people who have read your book. They can find people to read the book, to write reviews. And they can even, if you wanted to publish your book in the traditional way, they can even research publishers for you. And the list goes on and on and on, you know. So there's just so many different things that an author could outsource. And that gives them more time to actually write. If writing is your main money task, your main money-making task, then it just goes to say that if you outsource all these things that take quite a bit of time of yourself, you have that much more time to write. And I can use myself as an example because since I've narrowed my niche down, for the most part, now I only work for internet marketers and authors. And what I do for them usually is I write blog posts, I edit their writing if they're an author. I format their writing. I upload blog posts and format them on WordPress, adding images. I search for the images and that type of thing. Because for me, my main skill is writing. I actually outsource some of these tasks that I just mentioned. I handle the writing, and I have other people that handle the graphics, handle the formatting, handle the uploading, and any technological type tasks. I'm perfectly capable of doing those myself, but my skill turns out, amazingly enough, lies in writing. So I want to focus on that because that's what I make the most money doing.
Yeah, exactly. So out of this whole list and all the years that you've been, well, since you've niched your VA practice, what are your top five delegated task requests?
Well, obviously it's writing posts. Usually the person that hires me, they have titles that they give me, and they have done some of the research. They send me links to research and whatnot. So I just do, you know, writing posts. They like me to post them on WordPress and format them, locate images for them, do the formatting and editing them to be published on Kindle, putting them up on Kindle. I just listed more than five now. But, you know, anything to do with writing, I do.
Yeah.
So, and that's what's good about, you know, niching it down is that, you know, it becomes much more clear the things, the tasks that you're going to do.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Niching is definitely something that a VA should do.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning.
Well, what about you?
Any of us don't. Oh, what about me? Okay.
Yeah, like, what are the five? See if you can only list five, unlike me.
Okay. So my top five would be, and this isn't any particular order, it's just the most popular, online research, setup and management of their social media profiles, press release writing and distribution, updating of their WordPress website, and send and reply to publicity queries. So, you know, press media type of requests.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess it comes down to communication, whether it's written through, you know, their books or press releases or audio. But, I don't know. I've worked with a lot of authors, and I enjoy that type of thing. How about you, Steph?
Oh gosh, I like working with authors, and I like working with internet marketers. I have found that in both cases, authors and internet marketers are better with outsourcing and delegating and learning to let go.
Yeah.
they know that they can't do everything, and they're okay with that. It doesn't mean if you can't do everything, it doesn't mean something's wrong with you. It just means you can't do everything. And honestly, why would you want to? You know, we need to have a balance of some kind. I don't really believe in full balance. I don't think it's possible. You know, there's going to be a 24-hour period where all you get to think about is work, and then a child gets sick, and for 48 hours, all you can think about is your child. You know, and that's normal. But why torture yourself with your business? Why not get other people who really know what they're doing and let them do that, what they are an expert at? You know, like with you, with social media marketing, hiring somebody like you to do social media marketing is much smarter than trying to do it yourself, because I'm telling you right now, if I get on Facebook, I'm just going to mess around. I'm going to lose track of exactly what I'm doing, and it's not going to get me the results I want. And then somebody else who hates writing, you know, they're going to take hours to write one blog post when certain topics, you know, I'll tell you, I can write some topics, blog posts in 15 minutes, and they'll be perfect. You know, so it just depends on the topic, of course. One time I had to write about sheds, and that took a really long time. So it just depends.
That's great. Well, I think that we covered a lot of important bullet points here for the delegation. And did you have any closing comments?
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, one way to figure out, just track your work that you do every day for a week. Write down, to figure out what your core money-making activity is, you know, write down what you do every week. Figure out what you're getting paid for. Those things take away a little bit. And then look at the things you have left to do. And those are the things you should try outsourcing first, the things that don't make you any money. And you're going to get more time in your day to make more money because you won't have to do those tasks anymore. So try that, and that might help you learn where to let go.
Right. And don't try to find your own team. Find a project manager
exactly.
who already has people in place, because you might lose, you know, several hours trying to hunt down a writer and a designer.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And
and also, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the other thing is, okay, for instance, say you hired a writer. Well, they could just get hit by a truck or disappear, right? Why not hire a project manager that has many different people that they can contact that can write for you? And then that way, you don't have to worry about that something happened to somebody. It's not going to affect your business. They're going to be able to locate somebody else to help you quicker than you can on your own. So that's why I like the idea of having a project manager.
And, you know, go back to the brick-and-mortar business. We've all worked for a different business before we started our own. And we all see that there's not just one shift manager or one office manager. There's several. And they're all key people in making that business flow and grow and help the owner do what the owner does best. So it's no different than with your online business. You still need the same kind of support staff. I mean, obviously, they would be independent contractors or consultants, so you wouldn't have the whole employee tax, you know, issues.
You
still need those people, you know, so.
Well, plus, you only pay them for the time that you really use. You don't have to hire even a project manager. You don't have to hire them for 40 hours a week. You can hire them for 10 hours or 10 hours a month even, and then work within that framework, so you don't have to pay for more than you need. So
you set the budget. As a business owner, you set the budget, and
that's right.
Your work will get done within your guidelines. So
exactly. Right.
Well,
so let go.
Yeah, definitely let go, please. Get some help, and your business will definitely be built faster. And you'll see more success.
It will. I'll tell you, you know, since I started outsourcing, because it sounds weird, I'm a virtual assistant and I outsource, but since I started doing that, which was about 2 years ago, the first year I doubled my income, and that's, of course, including with paying some of other people. And then this year my income increased by 34% for, you know, 2013. So it definitely works. So don't give up, you know, give it a try, let go, lose some control.
And you know
That's
what,
you
have touched on something really important. It does not matter what your business is or how large it is. There's always something like a time suck. I shouldn't say that, but that's what we call it.
No.
That's
taking it is a time suck.
Off the money-making aspect that only you can do, that really somebody else would be probably better at handling to begin with, because it's not really where your passion is. You know, so again,
and
you know,
likely
mommy blogs, they outsource. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So that's okay. They'll likely be faster at doing it too. One of the things I discovered with outsourcing, you know, I can update websites if I wanted to, but if I've outsourced, you know, updating my websites, it gets done in 5 minutes, something that would have taken me an hour. And I'm always shocked when I get the bill. It's like, really? That took 5 minutes? So, you know, don't automatically think if it took you hours to do that it's going to take somebody else hours to do.
You're right.
You know,
exactly.
So.
All right. Well, Steph, I'm going to sign off. And,
great.
We'll be back next week with a whole other topic. So,
All right.
You guys have a great weekend.
I'm looking forward
and catch us on the next one. And we have some really exciting things coming up. You'll catch us live really soon. And we'll invite you, so hop on to one of our newsletters, and we'll see you. Bye.
All right. Bye.